All right, Craig, I get the crowd moving.
Let's go.
Get them going. Get them excited.
What does grass look like?
It's green. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Indians baseball 2015.
Pump it up.
Goodyear, Arizona. That's where the Indians are hanging out right now. That's the Cactus League, right, Tim? That's what they call it, the Cactus League.
That's right.
We used to be in the Grapefruit League. Now it's the we were in the Cactus, then went to Grapefruit, now back to Cactus again. Is there a Kale League out there somewhere? You know, for all the healthy good teams.
That I don't know, but certainly it is a little bit warmer out here. Boy, we just heard that John Loftman forecast, and Curtis Danberg and I sitting together at the table, we literally simultaneously just cringed like, oh, man. So, yeah, it is great to be in Goodyear.
Yes, it is. But very soon we'll be going back to that, and hopefully Mother Nature is going to give us a break here soon.
Boy, if Wahoo Week doesn't give everybody the opportunity to think about spring and summer and baseball, I don't know what does. And there's nothing better in the summer than sitting down at Progressive Field and taking in some Indians baseball. And Curtis Danberg from the Tribe joins us to talk about some very special ticket initiatives.
Yeah, so we've been teasing this all offseason, and we've been talking so much about the renovations. But at the end of the day, what does it come to mean for the fans from a value standpoint? So we're announcing today two very intriguing ticket offers that we spent a lot of time researching, testing to see what would resonate with the fans. So the first one's going to be called the District Ticket, presented by Sports Time Ohio. And what that is really targeting those young professionals, those college students, you know, all the fans that have been telling us they just want social space. They just want to come in to watch the game but not have a seat. So what this district ticket will allow you to do is for $13 for every game except for opening day, every game, not dynamically priced, $13, the first drink will be on us, and you'll get a standing room only ticket.
So nice.
You'll get access into the game. The first drink will be on us. That includes either a 12-ounce domestic beer for people, fans 21 or over, obviously a Pepsi or a bottle of water. So great value, you know, great way to create a ticket offer that allows friends to just come and spend a Friday night, Thursday night, Saturday night to just hang out.
It's amazing how social dynamics change, and we've become a more mobile society. And not that people still don't want to just sit in a seat and watch a ball game, but as you said, that younger demo, and boy, I say that now as an older guy, but that younger demo, they want to be able to move around a little bit.
They want, and that's what we wanted to align a ticket offer with that really spoke to them. And $13 really resonated with them, including the drink. So we think that's going to be a very special offer. It needs to happen online. So you can actually purchase it on your mobile device through our ballpark app. You can't purchase it at the window. So you need to buy in advance. There's only a limited number of tickets for this. So depending on the game, will fluctuate how many we sell. But you want to get them as early as possible.
And where will the location be?
The location will be anywhere in the ballpark.
There you go.
But that whole right field district area, the back rows will all have drink rails. And then the bar area, which will seat up to 1,500 people or so, will have plenty of drink rails and social space for you to go hang out.
Very, very nice. And the second initiative?
And the second one, we've been talking about the whole new kids area. So we're going to rebrand the mezzanine level out there in right field to be the family deck. And we're transforming that whole area to be this family-friendly environment that no professional sports team has rolled out. So we're going to have a kids' clubhouse, two stories, where kids can go from level 1 to level 2 on a slide. kids maybe more 8 to 14 are going to have batting cages and a wiffle ball field. And so we wanted to come up with a ticket offer that spoke to them. So for April and May, you can get a kids' ticket, not dynamically priced for those months, for $10. You can get two kids' tickets per one paying adult, and then from June through the end of the season, there'll be 15.
Very nice.
And that'll give you, while supplies last in the family deck, then it'll be moved to upper box for the same price.
And this is effective
this
today?
This is effective. Well, it's effective. Tickets go on sale March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Next Tuesday. If you do not receive emails from us currently, you need to go to Indians.com, register by Friday, by tomorrow, to get access. And then we will email you a passcode on Tuesday to get access to that on sale.
Very nice. So effective March 3rd. Again, Curtis Danberg joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Greg or Bruce, any questions for Curtis, either about the tribe or about these two initiatives?
Well, you can combine those two, I think, and just buy a ticket for a kid to run around the ballpark the entire time. get him a sugar drink and he's on his own for the 3 hours or whatever like that. Hey, I see you got the tribe's MVP now. This is the new name for the kids club. Is that right?
Yeah, so we rolled out, again, another opportunity to really engage those kids and make them a part of our brand early on. Very great offer, $20 by the end of the month. You can be a Tribe Town MVP. It's our new kids club, as you mentioned. And if you wait until into March, it's $25. But you get everything from a jersey to other little trinkets. You get a chance to play catch on the field after the game. You get a chance to win an opportunity to meet a player. Just a tremendous value for that price, but an opportunity for us to really kind of get kids involved in the Indians brand.
Curtis, I know every year you roll out some new food items. What's the mainstay? What's the big seller? Is it still hot dogs?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think we'll ever get away from hot dogs, and that's why one of our top promotions are our Sugar Dollar Dog Nights. And, of course, you can put your Burtman ballpark mustard on there. They're celebrating their 90th anniversary, by the way. Burtman's.
Still the greatest mustard you can have.
I mean, the hot dog is the tradition, but the one thing our research has told us is that, our fans want more of a diverse menu offering, and that's why a key component to this renovation was bringing in Cleveland establishments that are popular from a food and beverage standpoint. So that's why we announced Melt Bar and Grilled, Barrio, and Sweet Moses, and we've got two more in the fold here pretty soon. But it's really to bring that Cleveland experience inside Progressive Field, but also add some kind of different menu offerings as well.
Again, we're talking with Curtis Danberg. Curtis, before we let you go, certainly driving attendance, it's not a big secret. You're trying to get more people to the ballpark. You talked earlier about research. How much research, how much feedback are you trying to get from the fans to say, hey, what can we do to entice you here?
I don't think anybody knows and can understand how much research we do. I mean, we have surveys going out almost every other day. To hear Mark Shapiro and Chris Antonetti talk about analytics from a baseball standpoint, well, it's amazing to see over the past 4 to 5 years, especially since Mark took over as president, how much we have a whole analytics department just for the business side. And it's really driving the decisions we're making. So everything from the renovation that's been 3 years in the works from research to what these ticket offers are today, what food we have in the ballpark. You know, we don't just want to make a decision in a bubble, in a silo from what we think is best. We need, I mean, I'm not 25 anymore. I don't know what a person of that age wants. So we need to find out from them, you know, what the name of the bar should be and what the ticket offer should be. So we're spending a ton of time to really do that research.
That's interesting. And, of course, whether it's tomorrow or maybe later in the month, we can track you down again, because I know this being the 20th anniversary of the 95 team, there is all sorts of special nights coming up to celebrate that.
Yeah, it's one of the anchors of our promotional schedule. It'll be fun to celebrate those memories, and we'll do so in mid-June.
20 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. God, it seems like last night.
Know.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by.
No
great
problem.
Information.
Yeah, go to Indians.com and get all the details.
I know how old that really is because my highlights are on a VHS tape. So I bought that back then. So yeah,
you know what's sad is I have that box set in my office. And I've had a couple of the young interns walk in. It's like, what is that? It's like, really? Come on.
And, of course, all of our interviews here in Goodyear, courtesy of Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. Ray Gittich, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain. Great info from Curtis, guys.